Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A stunning indictment has come out of Houston in a state court where Planned Parenthood was being investigated by the grand jury. And instead of indicting Planned Parenthood for trafficking in human body parts, the people who were exercising their First Amendment right to freedom of the press and did the undercover videos, instead, they were indicted and they face from 2 to 20 years in prison if they ultimately are convicted. We're going to be talking about this horrendous situation in Houston and elsewhere regarding Planned Parenthood on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, I don't think anybody saw this coming. There was a state representative in Texas that asked the Houston district attorney to investigate Planned Parenthood after these horrendous videos surfaced showing Planned Parenthood officials at the highest level callously talking about harvesting and selling baby body parts, joking about whether one of them was a boy in one of those videos, and just other gruesome kinds of displays of callous disregard for the dignity of humanity. And these individuals that revealed this information have now instead been indicted. Instead of indicting Planned Parenthood, the prosecutors said that the grand jury has cleared, and I use quotes on that, Planned Parenthood from any so-called wrongdoing, and instead that they have indicted both David Dadlin and also Susan Merritt. Both of those individuals were working with the Center for Medical Progress and doing the undercover video investigation.
Matt, this is absolutely jaw-dropping, and I think I perused a number of the liberal sites, Salon.com, Huffington Post, and they're relatively quiet on this. I think even they recognize that this is probably one of the grossest abuses of the, you know, this is lawfare. This is an abuse of the legal system for political means, going after whistleblowers who have exposed smoking gun evidence of criminal wrongdoing on behalf of Planned Parenthood. And this is in Harris County, Houston, Texas. And of course, Lauren Reeder, who's one of the prosecutors there in Harris County, was a board member, Matt, on the very board of directors of the very Planned Parenthood that this investigation by Daladin and Susan Merritt, that they exposed this criminal wrongdoing. And so instead of going after the criminals here, they're going after the whistleblowers. This is political retaliation of the worst kind, and it is political corruption. It is absolutely staggering.
If you remember a couple of years ago, I was in Houston along with other Black and Hispanic pastors and Asian and other pastors there, but particularly Black and Hispanic pastors, to protest the opening of Planned Parenthood's abortion clinic in Houston. It is the nation's largest abortion clinic in our country, and it is centered right in between a Black and brown community. They did it intentionally to prey upon the minority community, because the minority communities of African Americans and Hispanics have been incredibly hit hard by abortion, and that has been the MO of Planned Parenthood from the very beginning, particularly early on with the Black community. That's, in fact, what Margaret Sanger wanted to do was euthanasia to create super races, and she ultimately wanted to eliminate certain undesirables. And in her view, undesirables were people with Black-colored skin and brown-colored skin. So it is now the largest abortion clinic in the country, situated in a Black and brown, Hispanic and African-American community. This is the center of this controversy. And you're right, one of these prosecutors in the office, we don't know whether she's been screened off the case or not, but it certainly raises a lot of questions, actually served on the very board of Planned Parenthood that was being investigated, that has been supposedly, quote, cleared, close quote, of any wrongdoing.
Well, here's what is amazing to me. They have actually charged David Daladin with organ trafficking. How does for trying to purchase human organs? First of all, how are they human organs if it's just a non-viable mass of tissue? But of course, they're human organs. But how do you purchase? Who is selling the human organs? Well, it's illegal to sell and traffic in human organs. They weren't really purchasing human organs. They set up a false persona in order. It's like a sting. It's like you go in on a drug sting, and the drug dealers manufacture the methamphetamine. They put together the methamphetamine. They get it, and the investigators set up a fake drug buy, and so they come in, and then after they bust the drug dealers for putting together and manufacturing the drugs and attempting to sell them, the prosecutors come in and say, no, we're actually going to charge the investigators with trying to buy drugs. Well, that's what that this is
well,
like.
Well, you know, in any criminal complaint, any criminal indictment, or certainly in any criminal conviction, you need a mens rea, an intent. It's unlike a speeding ticket where it doesn't matter whether you know the law. It doesn't matter whether you know that the speed limit is 55 or you think it's 85. It doesn't really matter your intent or knowledge. If you break the law, you're going to get a civil fine for that speeding. But here in the criminal, you have to have an intent to do what? To actually buy body parts? Well, let me just go back. If he really intended to actually purchase baby body parts, why would he videotape it and release the video to the rest of the world? It's like, here I am, I'm committing a crime. I want everyone in the world to see I'm actually committing the crime so I can be indicted by this. You know, at the end of the day, getting an indictment is one thing. You can indict a ham sandwich. I've seen what happens in these grand juries. And it really is a single-sided issue. It's whatever the prosecutor brings to you. I was in a situation where I've seen the witnesses prepped by prosecutors. They want to know exactly what you're going to say. They rehearse what you're going to say. They bring you into the grand jury. So when they ask you a question, they know exactly what the response is. If they didn't like your original response when they're doing their investigation, they're not going to invite you to the grand jury. So they bring you to the grand jury to say what they want the jury to hear. There is no cross-examination. There is no contrary evidence. The jury hears only what the prosecutor wants them to hear, and it can often be one-sided. That's why prosecutors have to be so ethical and above reproach, because they can clearly abuse the process. And I'm sure that that's exactly what happened here.
Yeah, well, who did have intent here? Clearly, Planned Parenthood had the intent to traffic in human body parts. Daladin and the Center for Medical Progress had only the intent to expose that criminal activity. Clearly, pro-lifers they're never going to buy. It's absurd to suggest that they would actually trying to buy. It strains credulity that be so brazen in their political corruption here and their abuse of the legal system, Matt. I hope that Governor Abbott there in Texas, I hope that there will be sanctions against the Harris County Prosecutor's Office. I hope they will investigate the Harris County Prosecutor's Office. This is absolutely a total abuse of the system. This is corruption of the first order. I guess we should be used to that now in Houston, Texas, where Anise Parker was a corrupt mayor there in Texas, engaged in similar political activity.
Yeah, what's going on with Houston? It seems like there's all kinds of problems in that city. That's the city where the mayor ran this genderless bathroom where you could have men using the women's bathroom down the throat of the citizens, and fortunately got reversed on the court. And then the citizens ultimately overwhelmingly repealed that ordinance. Well, stay tuned. We represent Susan Merritt, one of the individuals who has been indicted and also sued by Planned Parenthood for a RICO allegation. Follow Liberty Counsel's work on this case. You can go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Susan Merritt, one of the two individuals who's been indicted in this case, and also one of the two individuals that has had this lengthy lawsuit filed against her and David in San Francisco, California, on a RICO charge, a racketeer-influenced corrupt organizations lawsuit, complaining against their activity. We represent Susan in this case. So pray for Susan and David and the defense of these cases here on both the civil as well as the criminal side. We need to continue to stand up and stand with individuals like this who are exposing the Holocaust of groups like Planned Parenthood. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial commitment. You can make an online contribution to Liberty Counsel at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.